for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. The phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Will Sasso is here tonight from Less Than Perfect.
And, thanks for having me.
Also, Mad TV.
Hi, everybody.
TV. Yeah. So, did you leave Mad TV to go to Less Than Perfect?
No, I left Mad TV just because I kind of left.
Right.
And then later I ended up on Less Than Perfect.
Mad TV got canceled.
No, wait. It's still on.
Wait a minute. That was the year before that I got canceled. No.
Yeah.
It got canceled like nine times.
They're having a laugh because...
every time.
Mad TV started about a year after Loveline, the TV show, started, it seemed like, or maybe about the same time.
Yeah.
And we would constantly have the Mad TV cast on the show, and then each year we'd have them on the show. It'd either be on the TV show or it'd be on this show, and someone would always lean over, like Deborah, what's her nose, or
Nicole.
They would always like lean over during the commercial, and they go, this is our last year.
Yeah, it's been canceled.
This is, by the way, I'm talking about 1996.
Yes,
now, you know,
so, yes.
Yeah, you won't be hearing our name. Yeah.
And we'd be saying, really? It's funny. Like, oh, no way. Fox is done with this show.
This is the last time we'll be on TV. We have to leave.
It's lasting a long, long time. So
can we take some craft service with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I figured I had. We all started trying to leave, figuring maybe that way we could move on to being unknowns, and the show might get canceled. But they've just replaced us with new unknowns.
The show is good, and it's a nice alternative to Saturday Night Live.
It's the
and,
other white meat.
Saturday Night Live, yeah, and it's just kept trucking along. I've done it my own self, yes, Drew?
Yes.
Have you done it?
No.
I'm
not funny.
Oh, no ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Ass. That's not a prerequisite for it.
No, I mean, you might not be able to be a regular cast member, but you could certainly make it into some sort of semi-regular rotation.
I was actually pitching him as a regular cast member there when I saw
Oh, shoot.
Will is off to bigger and better things with Less Than Perfect. But then why did you leave? Was there any bad blood? Was there a problem?
No, not at all.
Just five seasons.
I was there five years, and I was like, that's enough. And I was developing elsewhere, and I kind of feel like 5 years was good.
A bold man.
Yeah.
Confident.
Well, you know,
stupid
a man
guy.
Who never took a chance, never had a chance. I don't know how that sounds.
Something like that.
Ends. Yeah. Something.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about it is, I think nobody really understands this in this business, or at least they never perceive it this way. When I was had an enjoyable time reading in the trades about the Corolla ectomy that was performed at Comedy Central, when I said, "No, I don't want to do a fifth season of The Man Show. I don't want to do it." Comedy Central performs Corolla ectomy. It's like, no, I just didn't want to do it anymore. It's all right. I didn't get caught doing blow. I wasn't like fisting an executive. We didn't get into it. It was just that they wanted me to do more. I didn't want to do any more. 100 shows was enough. I was tired. I was fine. I like that. It doesn't happen that often, right. But once in a while, somebody says, like, man, I did 100 of these. Now I'm going to do 100 of something else.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you end up being invisible.
No, that's a, it's a, like I said, it's a confident, or like Drew said, it's a confident man that can do that. And look at you, landed right on your feet.
Yeah.
You got on to
like a
Less Than Perfect just a matter of months. Show, not only looks good, but, Sarah Rue, of course, Andy Dick was in here. Who else are we missing from that show? But the point, it seems like a good crew.
Cast, yeah.
I mean, Andy's nuts.
Yeah.
And sexually just off the charts, so you never know. I mean, you never know.
He must have some drops there of
I just wanted to see the wet pink stick.
Yeah.
His trisexual announcements.
Yeah, how about like a quad or
this thing was
he's bisexual.
I'll try anything.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. All right, so Will, anything else we need to plug before we get to the phones here?
Nah, Less Than Perfect. I'd be lying if I didn't say it is the funniest thing on television.
Jesus Christ!
Everybody should watch it, right, Andy? Oh, yeah. No more sound cues left. No.
Let me explain Anderson. Anderson is a cat. Point. He's not a dog. You know what I mean? What is it? A cat is a great pet, but a cat does not come because you slap your hands together. The cat comes when the cat is ready to get up. Still a great pet. Do not try to lead it around by the nose. You know what move that's never worked on a cat ever? The fake throw the ball trick. Fake it. You know why? Because they didn't go the first one. What is there to fake?
The only reaction you get is them running under a couch.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like the fake throw the ball thing works on that. Like, it's like if Christopher Reeve did a fake punch at your gut. Like,
jeez.
I'm not moving.
Oh, my.
No, I just mean, you want me to double over? I didn't. No, I don't. It would be confusing. That's what it is to a cat. You can't do any fake stuff with a cat.
Like it's confusing, too.
Cat looks at you like, what the? You think I'm not your bitch. I'm not a bitch. That's female. Yeah.
You're right, but then they'll take the little toy and they'll bat it around for
hours,
days and days.
Cat would rather,
so long as it's on their own,
swat its stuff to itself than give you the satisfaction of rolling the ping pong ball. I'll smack it myself, wise ass. I don't need you. It's a constant. All cats do is, we don't need you. I got my own stuff. I sleep over here. I chase my own ping pong ball around.
We will
I got
be
my
over
stuff.
Here if you remember. Yeah.
Sharing is good, but not when it's with needles, because then the only thing positive is your HIV test.
Does he perform for you guys? What do they call the bitches from the Stone Age or something?
The bitches of the century.
The century.
Yeah, no. No, there's none of that.
Probably a good thing. Yeah, no. Probably good. Tasha?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay, my mom, she has this boyfriend, right? Mm-hmm. And he's only 29, and she's 42, and he's, mm-hmm. like, a really big loser.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Like, he smokes pot, like, more than, like, 5 times a day. And, like, he has a job, but he never goes. And
ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and, like, he...
Well, isn't a job you never go to just one you got fired from 3 years ago?
Or that, or dad owns the business.
Hey, how does he keep a job he never goes to?
I have no idea. I think he might have gotten fired, but I don't know.
Natasha, did your mom just get out of a tough...
I was thinking, by the way, you know how we always laughed at the daughters never know anything about their dad's jobs?
Yes.
And then they know less about the stepdad?
Oh, yes.
Imagine how little they know about mom's boyfriend and what
zero.
He does. I mean, that's minus. That's a vacuum of work knowledge.
Only what happens in her presence. So he must smoke pot. That's his job.
Because we love talking to chicks. Like, what'd your dad do? I know he was in the shuttle program.
Something like
that's
that.
All I know. I think he flew Apollo. Something.
If his job is smoking pot and he's smoking pot 5 times a day.
He's doing a good job.
Yeah, that's
well done.
He's going to be giving himself a raise soon. Maybe buying a new bong, company bong.
The most common reason, listen, Tasha, that
parking space for a square back.
A 42-year-old woman would sort of go for somebody like this if this hadn't been her pattern in the past.
Oh, yeah, it has.
It has been, okay. Because if it hadn't been, it's someone who's just been brutalized in a relationship. They'll sort of find some guy to hang out with for a little while.
Yeah, like if your dad, if your biological dad was aggressive
or
maybe
cheated.
Physical or something like that, sometimes women just get a younger guy they don't have to
think
about.
That's not the reason, Dr. Drew.
It's a reason, but...
No, I don't want to say the real reason for Natasha.
Well, the if it's her pattern... Then doesn't your mom do drugs too? Then
no, not at all.
What's that?
She doesn't do drugs at all.
Okay, as far as Tasha knows.
All right.
And what does she do for a living?
She sells repossessed cars. I know this.
Yeah, sure.
She sells repossessed cars.
You know nothing about.
Oh my God, this is hold on. This is I was going to call it white trash, but actually it. You know, it's and then I was going to call it opaque trash or translucent trash, but. This is actually a big Arab move too. The go by this is brown trash, not the Mexican man, not the black man, but the Arab man. They love to Middle Eastern guy love to go buy the cars from the auction or from the recycler. They get the recycler somehow. They get the paper a day early. I don't know how, because when I used to try to sell my trucks, I get this call. The paper comes out Thursday morning. I get the Wednesday night call. Hello, who's this? Yes, you'll have car. Yes. This is an 89 Nissan truck, yes? Yes, that's $5. I'm asking $2,300. $6! Well, you haven't even seen... Whoever worked on it should have their hands cut off. Cut down, $10, final offer. I'll be there now. I'm coming. Yes, I come, I buy. I need for daughter. You know, it's like, all right, you don't own a used car lot on Lancashire? No, no, that's not me, no. This horrible. These are horrible people, by the way. Because you end up driving a beat up piece of ass for 4 months, and you make $80 on it by the time you're done with registration. And this, yeah. All right, we got Tasha.
Yeah.
I don't trust your family.
But I've never heard of a woman doing this. It's intriguing. It's intriguing.
Is your mother Arab?
No.
Oh, okay.
Where did she pick up this trade?
I don't know. They started going out when he was 19.
Yeah. All right.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Where did she pick up the trade of buying the repossessed cars?
You're not going to get anything.
I don't remember.
What should we do with this guy? Look, here's the thing, Tasha.
This is getting bogus.
It's getting bogus.
No, it's not. I promise.
Okay.
But I have so
who cares? You're 16.
She's been dating this guy since you were 6?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. You're 16. You're going to get out of the house soon, God willing.
What grade are you in?
What's the question? What grade are you in?
Well, I think he might be doing crank, and I want to know if there's like any way to like know physically.
You really can't know. Crank is something people can do only a couple times a week and start to have a lot of neurological consequences. So if he starts to get really paranoid about neighbors or coworkers or people around and close to him and gets into a sort of elaborate, detailed description of how they're coming to get him and follow him and that kind of stuff, that is crank. And if he smokes a lot of pot, most marijuana addicts will get to crank eventually. So I would bet you're right. He's doing crank.
All right, look. And these kids never do it, but this is all the excuse you need to get your grades up and go far away to college somewhere. Just get out of there. You're you know, 16, going on 17. You got another year and a half. Get your grades up. Go get some kind of white trash scholarship with, you know, mom deals repossessed car scholarship and get out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
Here's my little mind nugget for you. Bono once said something really smart and cool about 16-year-olds and their effect on the world. I can't remember what it is, though.
But it must have been cool.
Oh, well, he's Bono. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, I spent my whole day in the emergency room today with really? Paulina had a head injury.
What happened? That's Drew's daughter. Ice skating?
No. Some buddy or boy just sort of threw her down.
Threw her down?
Yeah.
What were they doing? Wrestling?
Yeah, there's a lot of roughhousing in their class. She likes to get in the middle of it because she's going to keep up with the boys and stuff. And doesn't remember what happened. And she went back to class, seemed okay, then started going unconscious, then started vomiting.
She got a concussion.
Yeah.
So she whacked her head on the ground or something?
And she had all these strange particular bruises around in here. No one could figure out. Really, we're trying to put it together.
Where is she now?
She made it back home because I spent the whole day in the air.
Did she ever put ice on her head and
stuff?
Yeah.
A big bruise on her head? She's still vomiting and stuff. Vomited for hours.
Really?
Yeah. Jeez.
Where's it? Where? On the back of her head?
Right side.
Wow.
Temporal.
Scary.
Yeah, good times.
She's going to be all right.
Yeah, I think so. But until we got that CAT scan, I was flipping out.
I've gotten many concussions. I never vomited.
I've seen many concussions. I've never seen this striking with the you know, couldn't stay awake and then wake up and vomit and stuff. So.
We're going to get some headgear on these kids.
I told her that. I want Special Ed's line of headgear. I really do. I told her. I said, I'm going to get you what Special Ed wears.
I'm going to get a concussion. Yay. Yeah, we're watching the hockey, you know, this thing where this guy got clocked in the hockey fight, or if you want to call it a fight, cold cocking. And I was thinking, you know, I always say it with the hockey, which is I played football and baseball. I'm from North Hollywood. I didn't know you could buy ice skates.
Yeah.
I thought you could rent them. I guess hockey players, I was always like, wow, quite a tab that guy's running up with those skates. He's had them for near 6 months now. Oh, that's going to be huge. He's never going to get his license back when he goes to check them in. But I didn't know you could own them. But these guys wear helmets. I just watch and I see them wear, they got the bucket chin strap. Because here's what it was. Somebody said, it was a great thing, like, they played hockey for 90 years before somebody said, hey, perhaps seeing as ice the hardest substance known to man and guys on blades and everyone's throwing a forearm into everybody, perhaps, and the hot, forget about the puck flying around, perhaps these guys should put a helmet on, much like other sports that are far less dangerous than hockey where they all wear helmets.
Oh,
you know?
See, how dare you?
Yeah, so then it was like...
Like football, when
Bobby Orr,
when back in the day they were wearing suede caps that looked kind of like helmets.
Right. And so then it was like, all right, we're going to put helmets on for everyone who got in the league after 1982 or something. So then there was the grandfather guys who didn't have to wear a helmet. which is another just... Are you... What? Are you guys running a league over there? What are you doing? Is it like... is it a banana republic or just some... Is it a sports league? Like, what do you mean? So now you got half the guys with the helmet and the other guys with the pomade and the hair slicked back. Look...
Those are the greatest highlights to see, too, where you got, like, Guy Lafleur and, like, Gretzky on the same time.
Here comes a bunch of guys with helmets, and here comes Ricky Nelson in between of the hair flowing in the wind. It's like...
But they had giant mustaches back then. And
I know, but big hair. Either you put everyone... You just make a rule that says everyone's got to wear a helmet. It's like, could you imagine in baseball, like, they're going, yeah, I've had a few guys get hit at the plate. We're going to make it a rule to put the helmet on when you're at the bat. Yeah, I'm not going to wear one. That's not my thing. I live life, I take it one day at a time. I live fast and I live loose and I don't bat with a helmet. So.
It's the grandfather rule, Adam. They kind of make the veterans do it because they've never done it before.
I know. I just said it was a grandfather rule.
Having a grandfather rule when you identify something as being life-threatening makes no sense, is what he's saying.
Yeah. And I know that was a grandfather rule, but grandfather rules for, like, parking enforcement and stuff. It's not for head protection. Nobody said, like, when they made helmet laws for motorcycles, well, guys who've been on the bikes for a few years, you don't have to wear helmets.
Seatbelts? My grandfather didn't wear seatbelts, so he didn't have to wear seatbelts.
Drew's a legacy.
Yeah, no
seatbelts. He doesn't have to wear the belts. You new guys from different countries, you guys just got your license and stuff, you're going to need a belt up. Five-way harness. Roll bar, fire suppression, nets, the whole thing. You guys, no, you don't. You long generation of guys riding on bench seats, right? No problem. Yeah, no headrest either for you.
Yeah,
Drew.
I'm just wild.
Your grandfather did.
Absolutely.
All right. So hockey figured out like idiots. It was like okay, half third of the guys, and then as the calendar pages went blowing by, those guys got less and less. Eventually, it was just like two guys out there with no helmets on, and then they said, all right, well, we'll wear a helmet, but we're not going to cinch it down like a pussy. We'll leave. We'll leave the chin strap hanging down 9 inches like a bucket, like the handle of a bucket that you hold upside down. And it's just swinging down, just swinging in the breeze, way underneath. So this is good because when a guy comes up behind and high sticks you, the helmet flies off just before the forehead makes contact with the actual ice.
Yeah.
Face guards, we're not going to wear those pussy shields and stuff. With no ear, the stupid thing doesn't go over the ears and stuff like just put a real helmet on and put a chin strap on, put a mouthpiece in, and go at it.
Yeah.
Nothing would have saved that guy, though.
Well,
the other night?
Oh, yeah. No, that was bad. But I'll tell you one thing. It looks like the guy socked him right about the cheek and ear area where the helmet wasn't. Right. You know, it looked like it went right under the helmet. If it was a normal helmet, like if it was a sort of batting helmet that looped down under the ear and had the hole, and it looked like the guy would have caught some helmet. And then number two, if the thing was securely put on there and it was sort of properly done, it might not have come off or, you know, the way he whacked his face on the thing. Need a little face guard there, too.
I'd just like to point out to the listeners at home that the whole time Adam's been talking about the helmet, he's been using Dr. Drew to illustrate it.
Drew's like
just so you know, his hand was right in front of Dr. Drew's face.
He's not great on the radio, but he's a great crash test dummy. Yeah. You can see
it was it was diagrammed perfectly.
Drew,
for
turn
me,
around. I'll show him the yellow X's. On the side of his head. I got the yin yang thing in yellow. It's good because when we shoot the super high speed film, we can actually see what happens to his vertebra.
See these little.
All right, Liz.
Yes.
You're 24?
Yes.
What's happening?
I have a boyfriend that I've had for like the last 4 months. And he says because of the things I like in bed and the way that I respond, he thinks that I was abused.
Well, all right. What do you like?
You called the right show.
I did.
Dr. Drew, tell her. I'm sorry.
No. Things that I like would be being kind of tied up, things a little rough, a little physical.
Mm-hmm. A little physical.
Or a lot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. That is means somebody smacked you around.
Well, probably. How much physical, though? I mean, really, really good slapping?
Oh, not so much that. More like being choked, being fisted, really kind of harsh things.
Fisted.
Why do you need that?
I don't know.
Well, part of the reason that leads to a suggestion of physical and or sexual abuse is that when that happens to you and you're young or a child, it causes a disconnect with your body. And the only way that you can sort of re-experience yourself then is that
via the fist?
It was via much higher levels of stimulation than a normal person, because that part is sort of not working normally. So it does suggest something pretty substantial happening.
Something like that.
Yeah. What?
And it's been happening to me since I was really young. Like, boyfriends, parents are like, oh, I think that girl was abused, and clergy and stuff like that.
All right, well, listen, where's your dad? Where's your mom? You have weird uncles? What's up?
Well, I have a weird uncle. Everybody has a weird uncle. No, my parents, they were married till just a few years ago, so they have like 30 years, 29.
All right,
like
so that. Were you abused? You weren't abused. You don't remember anything?
No.
All right.
And no one ever hit you growing up?
No.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to start fisting her in a second. She's so goddamn boring. I can't take it anymore. So that's like, you're fine then.
Yeah. The really proof is whether she can have stable relationships. If she's able to pick non-abusive guys and have stable relationships, then whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, good times. Just thinking back to those recycler days, selling those trucks. Oh, yeah.
Well, you have that one great story with the guy that showed up.
I got a bunch. I used to, you know what's a horrible thing is when you're poor, like I always was, and I always worked sort of under the table swinging a hammer and stuff, always had bad credit or no credit. So
no problem.
The thing was, if you wanted a new car, there was none of that drive it on in, trade in the old one, drive out the new one. If you wanted a new car, you had to sell your car, and then you had to figure out what you were going to do. But you needed the cash from your car in order to pay cash for the new car.
You had to squeeze out every penny,
too. Yeah, and the new car, I mean, here's how it always worked. I'm driving a beat-up piece of a Nissan standard bed pickup truck. I think I can get $17,500 for it, and that's $1,700, by the way. I'm looking at some Toyota extra cab pickup that I think I can get around $3,200. I got $1,100 saved up. I got to sell this one. Then I got to borrow someone's car. I got to try to find the one I'm going to get and sell mine simultaneously or be out of transportation for as long as it... Oh,
yeah.
I had a guy, this guy, like I said, these Middle Eastern types, they all work the valley here. They work the used car lots. They call Wednesday night. And they come in and they try to, ironically, they try to Jew you down. Ironically, because no one hates the Jews more than these people, okay. But that's the move they try to pull. I find it ironic. Anyway, and I say that in a loving way. You know I love those people. All people.
Thought.
They're all my children.
Yes.
But the guy came over and he said, who put this fender on? And I said, I had put the fender on, but I didn't want to tell him. As you know, professional. He should have his hands cut off.
He said that literally?
Yes, he literally said he should have his hands. Whoever put this fender on should have his hands cut off. Wow. And I already said I didn't do it, but now I was getting defensive. Well, I don't know, hands cut off is pretty harsh. His hands cut off. She should have her hands cut off. It was excellent. Yeah, but the best part was eventually the guy was driving me nuts. So eventually he said, what is the loss you will pay, you will take for this car? And I said, what's the highest you'll pay for it? What is the lowest you will take? What's the highest you'll pay? I could not pay more than $1,300. I said, all right, that's enough. See you later. What? What is the low? I said, it's not that low. Yes, but what is it? It's not as low as your highest, and you just told me the highest, right? Yes, but what is your... It's not lower than your highest. Could you go higher than 30? No, could not. Well, then we got nothing to talk about. How much? I'm not telling you. I told the guy, look, if it's one penny over the highest you can possibly go, then we can't do it because my lowest does not cross your highest. But how? But tell me. I'm not. I can't. The guy went berserk. It was good times. Then some other guy said he bought it. We had to go drive to the post office to talk because he was in a union over there and to talk to his loan officer, big bull dyke lesbian at the credit officer. Understand her, kick the tires for 20 minutes, drove home. He never ended up buying it.
I
had the car for another year. All right, Will Sasso here, everybody. Less than perfect. Tuesday nights, 9:30, ABC. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Will Sasso here tonight. Will is from Less Than Perfect, and of course you know him from all those years, namely five stellar seasons with Mad TV. Less Than Perfect, 9:30 Tuesday nights, ABC. All right, where are we? We're going to the phones?
Please.
Let's go to the phones. Will? Yeah?
He wants you to talk him out of it.
You ready to go to the phones?
Oh, I thought there was someone named Will on the phone.
Oh.
I was going to shut up. I'm ready.
Tony?
Yes?
I'm going to start calling you Will.
Okay.
What? Huh?
See?
Ah,
this
crap.
Great radio.
Die, got me again. Tony?
Yes.
Will?
Ow. What?
Drew.
Adam.
Yeah. I'm going to start calling the caller Will, me,
what?
And Drew.
Yeah.
Me.
Me. Huh?
What?
Drew. Tony.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Will.
Tony, what?
What?
Okay, what's up?
I kind of have two bloody questions. Is it safe to have unprotected sex with your girlfriend while she's on her period?
Yeah. You can do it.
What do you mean safe?
Well,
I mean, can blood get in your penis? And
well, it can. And if she had hepatitis or HIV, obviously your risk would be greater. And if you're worried about pregnancy, she can still get pregnant even though she's menstruating. So
I think he's wondering if it's safe to his reputation since he just shared that on national radio.
Yeah, once word
right,
gets
Tony?
Out,
Tony, what's your last
pull
name?
Pull the plug. Sasso.
Huh?
What was that?
What?
All right, Tony.
Yes.
Huh?
Is it, our phones keep cutting out tonight?
Yes.
Boy, it's going to be a lot of used car stories tonight.
Okay. Anderson, we can't hear anything. We can't hear this guy at all.
All right.
I have no idea if he's on or not.
He's been talking.
Well, we didn't hear a thing.
We'll have him talk, and I'll tell you what he says.
All right. But again, don't call him the caller. Call him Will.
What?
All
yeah?
Right.
Go ahead.
And Anderson.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you us.
Us.
Or them.
What do I call you?
Call me.
You're me.
Him.
No,
yes.
No. Why don't you call me Anderson?
All right, got it.
That'll work. All right, us.
What do I call Drew?
What did Will say?
Who? Hi.
Him. Will said nothing yet.
Will the caller?
What?
Will the caller said nothing. Him.
Well, you have him on hold.
Oh,
well, I mean, Will
about,
on hold.
What about all the things Will said?
What?
Though?
What had he said?
Hey, Anderson.
Yeah.
I'm putting them. I'm putting them on.
Okay, put them on.
Will's on.
Hello. Okay.
Go, Will. You're on.
Oh, okay.
Call Drew, Mr. Sasso.
So, Mr. Sasso and Mr. Anderson and Will.
What?
You? You're Will.
I'm Will.
Yes.
What's your question?
Okay, so I can't make any like diseases or anything like.
No,
like,
you can.
You know,
make,
you have
what diseases
sex,
can you make?
You know, when you like have anal sex, you can contract and make. I don't know.
If you make during anal sex, that's considered a faux pas. I'm no Heloise, but I know if you make while you're getting cornholed,
faux poo.
That's a faux poo. Yeah, that's considered poor form, I think they call
poor
it.
Poor form.
Okay. Look, if she has a blood-borne disease,
which is what
AIDS
I told
or hepatitis,
him.
Then you got something. If not, well, then you don't. Yes?
She is at higher risk during her period of getting sexually transmitted diseases, which ascend into her genital tract.
Oh, really?
More of an open conduit there.
Yeah.
But not him.
All right. All right. Let's...
I tire of Will.
He has another bleeding question, though.
Yeah. I didn't like him.
No?
Josh?
Hey, what's going on, Adam? Ramblin' Man?
Right. Yeah, you're a longtime fan of Will?
Oh, longtime fan. I've watched Mad TV ever since it started. My question...
Wow.
Hey, Will, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? I was wondering, my long-term goal is to be a criminal investigator, but on the side, I like to do comedy, I like to do drama. I was wondering, what was the process to get to Mad TV? Like, what were the auditions like?
By the way, before CSI, there was not an 18-year-old on Earth who said that is what they wanted to be, right?
No.
They didn't even knew what it was.
I wanted to be Crockett or Tubbs when I was young.
Yeah.
I wanted to wear pink sport coats and roll them up to my elbows.
Yeah, it is amazing how, you know, I wanted to be the $6 million man. All right. So how'd you get started, Will?
How did I get started?
Yeah.
It's a very boring story, and you've heard it before. I just, you know, wanted to do this sort of thing, and when I was young, I started crashing auditions and trying to hustle some sort of thing.
Out here?
No, back home, and I'm originally from Vancouver.
You do a lot of good impressions. Where did you have? Were you doing them when you were a kid? Did you just naturally do it?
No, not really. I kind of did a few, just me and my friends of other friends and
right.
of a few people, but it wasn't something I concentrated on. Not even until my audition for Mad TV, I didn't.
Right, it was just you like comedy, but
yeah,
but
I'd done a lot of
doing
comedy.
De Niro wasn't your forte.
No.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
So you want to do criminal investigation?
Yeah, I want to be a criminal profiler because it's just been my ambition since I was younger. But I've always been the funny guy, and kind of going back and forth between that. But I know it doesn't seem real, but going to college this August. So, but I just I really want to like try out, you know, for comedy clubs and.
Where are you going to school?
Here's a profiling. Hey, where are you going to school?
Portland State. I'm moving out west, so I'm out here in Virginia.
Virginia.
You know what's big right now is like the whole alternative comedy thing, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that huge? Yeah. Like that new show, Jackass?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what's that other new show with the guy who puts poo on microphones?
Oh.
Tom Green?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just new. So what you should do is I would go to an amateur night. Mm-hmm. And get up on stage and just explain to them what you're explaining to us right now.
Really?
I'm going to college, and don't try to make one joke.
Don't tell any jokes.
And if I guarantee you, if you do that for 10 minutes, you'll have people laughing their asses off.
And bring a notepad.
Go up
and
there read off it every
read
30
off the
seconds.
Notepad, but no jokes or ideas on it. Actually, one of the things on the notepad should say "read off notepad,"
and then say that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
but that's your closer.
Actually.
Read off notepad.
I love that criminal profiling. Like, I love it. I love it. Like watch. Like, when they do that child abduction, you know, they always know. They know it's someone in the neighborhood. They know that's a white guy move, by the way, the child abduction. It's someone who knows the kid. It's someone who's within, like, 100 yards of the house.
But it's always blamed on a black guy for the first, like, week.
Well, that's the white guy trying to get away with it.
Exactly.
Black guy. Black guy, snatcher, put him in his Monte Carlo.
Right.
Took off. The pot smoke was so thick, I could barely see him. He was wearing a big Panama hat, so I couldn't make him out. Yeah, that's they start with that, and then eventually turns out it was the white dude who was sort of that. It's that friend of the family guy. Those are the abduction. You know what I saw last night on HBO, finally got it back, was the autopsy show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite show.
Ugh.
You ever watch that?
No, I don't like that stuff.
Oh, that's good stuff. Now, they're not actually cutting into bodies. It's just they're solving crimes via, the part, you know what it'll do, though? It'll drive you insane. Half the stories come out of Canada, by the way, Will.
Strangely enough.
And they do this thing.
Like that hockey thing.
They do this thing where they'll do, like, they'll bring a guy in. And they'll have some evidence on him, but they can't get a DNA sample of him because by Canadian law, he's not obliged or whatever. So then he goes out and kills a few other people, and they got to follow him around for another 4 years, and then eventually they bust him and bring him in. I don't know if you guys got the ACLU up there or whatever sort of pussy organization you got. We got one out here that just they're sort of anti-establishment, but what it ends up is you can't really get anything done. Like, look, if you bring a guy in for questioning and you want a little piece of his hair for a little DNA sample, a little prick of blood, if you didn't do it, you should be glad just to hawk a loogie or drop a load in a Ziploc bag. You know what I mean? Like, here, good. Stop bothering me. Yeah. Take it. Yeah, match it up against whatever the blood spatters you found on the headliner of the taxi that was out in the river. Find it. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'd be happy to drop a load if I was wrongly accused of something.
I do one when I go in to a police department anyway, even if I'm just
to be safe. Yeah.
That was sort of the plot line of Mystic River.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, because there was some blood found. He goes, yeah, fantastic. Test it. In this car where they thought somebody had been killed.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I don't know.
He goes, really? Fabulous. Test. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't, you know, anyway, this, the Canadian guy didn't, so what they did is they follow him around, you know, and they get police women to play hookers and go party with him and see if they can get a semen sample, which is, that's got to be a difficult conversation. Connie, come into my office. Yeah. Gonna need you to put this on. He's holding up some, Lycra ski pants or something. Yeah, and whore yourself up real good. Looking to get a semen sample from a suspected serial killer. You game? You good? Yeah. No, you can't bring a gun. We're going to need you to party with him and some of his friends in the Red Roof across the street. Yeah, enjoy. So she goes and tries to do it. They don't get anything. But eventually the guy blows his nose and throws the Kleenex in a trash can, and they got to go fish that thing out. Now listen, I don't know. I don't know what we got to do to change some of this stuff. But look, if you think a guy did something, you should be able to pull a little lock of hair or something like that, right?
Yes.
It's all right. It's all right with everybody. Is this a slippery slope? Hey, here's what I'm saying. Is this going to happen, ACLU homos? Someone comes in. He didn't do anything. We get a little prick of blood. We just decide to match it up as DNA evidence. Anyone give the guy the...
No.
Death sentence?
We're all out of control. Yes, yes. Of course we would.
Yeah, that's what we want to do.
That's what we spend our time doing. Trying to lock up innocent people. We're interested in that.
Yeah, that's our thing. Yeah. And if so, why not just bring the guy in and just shoot him?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Lily?
Hi, how are you?
What's happening, baby doll?
I have a question for Dr. Drew about OxyContin.
Mm-hmm.
I take 100 milligrams a day, spread out through the day, and it's been a year and a half, 2 years since I've been on this dose, and they keep upping it every so often. I'm just wondering how much is too much.
How many is she taking a day?
100 milligrams.
Taking, 30 milligrams three or four times a day.
So it's taking three or four pills a day?
Yeah, that's still not a huge dose, Lily. It's really
okay.
Not.
Well, I take like 40 at night.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually writing a book right now.
40 milligrams.
About OxyContin.
Oh, no. Not another book.
Not
another book.
This one is not such a labor of love as the other one was.
Good, good.
This one I won't be talking about quite as much.
This is enough.
Yeah.
This is enough.
No, I'm not getting paid much for this one.
No, Drew doesn't get paid much.
So,
all right. So,
but here's the deal.
Yeah.
OxyContin is profoundly addictive, and its long-term effects, however, do not harm your brain at all, other than causing severe addiction.
Did you say you're writing it with the Lilly people?
No, with the Hazleton people.
Oh, Hazleton. Isn't Lily a drug manufacturer?
Yeah, yeah. But not, right. They don't,
but not this Lily. All right, I'm going to call her Will.
Okay. What? Us.
All right. So she's cool?
I don't know if... Were you ever a drug addict or alcoholic, Lily?
No.
Did anybody in your family alcoholic?
No.
And what was the nature of your original injury?
I injured my back 6 years ago and had a discectomy in 2000.
Just be careful. If you really start having any life consequences from the substance use or the escalation of the dose that starts to get out of control, you definitely want to look into it.
All right, let me say this. I got to go on just a very quick rant here.
Yeah.
I know we're running late on time, but we're just talking about the ACLU and not being able to get DNA samples and stuff. The other direction we're going is a horrible way is I've been watching. There's this new drug that's coming out for like attention deficit disorder. They keep running the ads.
I love that ad with Mike Ditka.
No, that's the boner maker.
Oh,
stuff.
Sorry.
This
boner
is like the that's the this is the attention deficit stuff. Yeah. And now the legal runners on these things, some side effects may include nausea and vomiting and dryness of mouth, and dizziness, blah blah blah. And I like this one too. They have one for the kids. If your child has a history of heart defects, you may want to discuss that with your doctor. It's like, anything that may have popped up in other conversations, a long history of heart defects you have there. It just keeps going and going. It's like vaginal dryness and spotting and nausea and projectile vomiting. And it's like, really? Just do the product and let them have. And why don't you just end it with, hey, man. Have a good rap with your doctor.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to keep going and going and going with every possible negative side effect. Some are getting well into the teens, like 14, 16 deep.
Have you ever looked at a package?
I'm just sitting there. I'm trying to eat, and I'm hearing about vaginal spotting.
Those are legal documents. They aren't medical documents.
I know. Just shut. I just want these people to shut up. I know these are the lawyers doing this. It's just stop everything up. Look, you lawyer, get together with the publicist and just... kill yourself, would you please, with some dignity? If they were Japanese, they would have killed themselves years ago. Just a nice, quiet, dignified death. Just fall on a goddamn sword, would you people? Let us get on with our effing lives.
They should have their hands cut off.
They should have their hands cut off! All right. We'll take a quick break. Will Sasso here. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Will Sasso here tonight from Less Than Perfect, Tuesday nights, 9:30 ABC. You know his stellar work from five seasons on Fox's Mad TV. Drew is over at the computer now. He's got the Stratera That's that new medication I was keep seeing those commercials for on television. It's got the Strattera breakdown. They got the children's version and the adult version. But
that's right. And most adults in clinical trials who experienced side effects were not bothered enough to stop taking Strattera. However, the most common side effects were constipation, dry mouth, nausea, decreased appetite, problems sleeping, sexual side effects, problems urinating, and menstrual cramps.
Yeah, this all while I'm eating. I'm just thinking. And each time they mention it, I feel whatever it is. Even though I don't have ovaries, I'm like, I have a little cramp, side effect, I clutch my side. What is it, Drew, but isn't there a children's version, too? Because that's a whole different set of side effects.
In short-term clinical trials with children and adolescents, a modest decrease in appetite was the most common side effect. Some children may experience a loss of weight when starting the treatment of Strattera. As with all ADHD medication, growth should be monitored during treatment. Strattera has not been tested in children under the age of 6 years. Rare allergic reactions, such as swelling hives, which can be serious, your child should stop taking Strattera. Call your doctor or healthcare professional if your child develops any of these symptoms.
No breakdown.
Here we go. Most common side effects are upset stomach, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, tiredness, and mood swings.
Consult your doctor if your child has a history of heart explosions.
It's like,
the one on TV tells you to talk to your doctor if your kid has heart problems. Like, yeah, all right. Done and done.
No.
All right. Let's just get back to a simpler time. Here's all I'm saying. I would like to drink beer from the bottle at the ballpark, and then the guy who stands up and throws the bottle gets dragged out of the ballpark and possibly gets his ass kicked. Meanwhile, I don't like beer out of foam. You know what I'm saying? That's all. I just want to get back to that time. I just want to have drug commercials where they don't have the disclaimer. You're interested in the drug, you go talk to your doctor.
You know, at Staples Center, you can put a cover on the beer that they give you, and the lid fits just the same as the pop covers.
Oh, then, really?
Yeah. I've been to many a game where I've thrown my beer onto the court.
Oh, really?
No, not that part, but I'm planning to.
Yeah, I like... I like when you can't bring the beer in certain places, so the smuggling starts in. I always like at the movie theater when you see that late night day, you see like Song Remains the Same or something, and then some at the very top you hear the bottle fall over and then that slow roll all the way down to the bottom. Jerry?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
I had a question for Will. By the way, I want to say hi. I recently started listening to your guys' show like a few weeks ago. I was like bored one night and I started listening to it, and the show's pretty funny. I like listening to a lot of the losers that call in and stuff.
You've now joined their ranks.
Yeah, and I had a question.
Long-time
for Will
loser,
Sasso.
First-time caller. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a question for Will Sasso. I watched Mad TV for about since it first started. Will Sasso was on there, and I don't watch it anymore because like he's off there now. But I watched the old episodes on Mad TV. I mean, I'm in Spike TV.
Right.
Of the old Mad TV episodes. But I had a question for him. Is he going to be, like, making any appearances, like, in upcoming movies or, like, imitating any of his, like, characters in any movies or like that? Like, my favorite character of his was Kenny Rogers.
No, I don't think there's a call for that sort of thing. You and I are years ahead of everybody as far as comedy goes, man. And, you know, I think it's about time for, you know, someone doing an impression of Kenny Rogers to hit the big screen. But I just don't see it happening. But, you know, you putting that nugget in my brain, maybe I'll write something and...
Well, I mean, the gambler's never been hotter. I mean, now's the time to strike.
I think all the poker stuff going on.
Making fun of the gambler, yeah.
We're coming up on the 30th anniversary of Six Pack. And
God, that's right.
The timing might be perfect.
Jesus, I got to start getting the house ready. 30th anniversary of Six Pack. I mean, he's Brewster Baker. He gets together like a ragtag bunch of scamps who going to help him through his NASCAR Winston Cup season.
Really? Because
he's just kids. It's like one kid, he's out stealing.
It's Bad News Bears.
It's Bad News Bears for a boring sport with NASCAR. A much more boring lead.
Right. The thing I always liked about Six Pack is there's always the one kid who was sort of the mechanical genius, even though he was seven, who's like, I rejetted your Holley 450 double pumper and stole the intake manifold off the small block Chevy. It's like, you're seven. This is like, you know what it's like? I was talking to someone this morning about, I like the sitcom that has a super precocious 5-year-old black kid who's hell-bent on setting his single father up with his new hot substitute teacher.
Right.
You know, it's like, Drew, you have kids at age five. Worried about you getting laid?
No.
They should just have right a. They should have. They should have like a, you know, like a big, you know, the big gay writer, gay white writer in his 40s or 50s, in all black with marionette strings on that boy.
I know.
While he's doing his lines, just to show you exactly where it's
Dad,
coming from.
Dad, I want
to
get you some papa, papa. You
know, and it's actually like, do the cabbage patch,
yeah,
like all
the
little black kids
doing the
do
cabbage
right
patch.
Now.
I was like, they get the, like the hot. The hot substitute teacher comes back and says, "Well, I'm here to tutor little TJ's." Well, he doesn't have any problem, and then he's laughing off in the corner. You two get together. Like, kids don't want to get their dads late. They don't want to. You know what they want? They want like hard candy,
ice cream, yeah,
and they want ice cream, yeah. And they want to play Game Box,
yeah.
Or oh, Xbox. Yeah. They're not interested in anything. Their parents could die if they played one more game of Xbox. Yeah. All right. Will Sasso here. We'll take one more quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Will Sasso here tonight.
Yeah, I miss Politically Incorrect.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, I
used to be able to get on TV that way.
Tuesdays. But it was fun. It was good. It was
Tuesdays, 9:30 on ABC. Yeah, I was talking to Bill Maher not too long. It's Sarah Silverman's birthday a few months back. It was a weird thing because we're just talking. Actually, we may have smoked some pot.
Oh, with him?
Well,
you can't talk about that.
No, I can't.
But you smoke pot, all right.
I can't talk about that. Yeah, no, yeah. Anyway.
Did you just sit there and laugh?
Yeah. Anyway. Started talking, you know, he's like, I did Politically Incorrect like 20 times in like 2 years. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, we'd love to have you on the news show, but you know, the executives. It was like some weird sort of networky thing, and I was like, I couldn't really make any sense of it. I was like, does he not want me on whatever he's got a show on HBO?
You know, they only
or is there some sort of...
They're only doing like 13 episodes at a time.
I know, but they have the same crappy guest every week.
Yeah.
All right. I don't care. Anyway, you know, for me, less is more.
Oh, yeah. I know that about you.
Yeah. Will Sasso here, who's...
Unless it has to do with sleep.
Yeah, then more's
more. More's more.
More's more.
And masturbation.
And Will is Tony.
What?
Yeah. All right, now where were we? What was I talking about? Oh, Will, how about a little Kenny Rogers?
We really like imitations. He can't do any.
30th anniversary. How about my angry Arab guy who wants to get my car?
You should have your hands cut off. Oh, jeez.
No, because really, the six-pack, I would say six-pack's 25th anniversary is right around the corner.
Yeah, probably... Are there imitations you like doing?
You know what? I never know. I don't enjoy doing them. Like, yeah. I don't do stand-up and tour and do impressions and stuff. So there's no need for me to ever do another impression ever again.
You just use it for the skit.
I mean, I feel like, you know, it was fun. It was funny. We got the, you create the illusion. You got the writing behind it. You got the hair and the makeup and the wardrobe and the set.
I just
and
don't
you
know
do
what
sketches. I love the sketches.
I can't.
But.
I just, the only reason I want you to do Kenny Rogers is I can't think what he sounds like.
On Mad TV, I did a wacky Kenny Rogers, which didn't sound anything or look anything like Kenny Rogers.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Sort of as close to, you know, abstract comedy as Mad TV. No, it was just me getting bored, really. I would just have wacky hair. And
it was like when Chevy Chase used to be the president.
Right, and you'd look, or Dan Aykroyd was Jimmy Carter, but he had like a mustache and brown hair. It was just like, that's not Jim.
I was like when the guy goes in drag and keeps the mustache. You know, I don't know why. I was just thinking about this from Saturday Night Live, and Will hopefully back me up here. But Norm MacDonald, who's, you know, alcoholic, has a gambling problem, but a great guy. Well, actually, not a great guy, but you just love him. Everyone loves him. One failed sitcom after the next, but funny guy. Saw him at the poker championship thing we did the other week. Had a nice talk with him. But, you know, He used to do, it was a funny thing though, is he gets me, like people mistake him with me or me with him, but he gets me and I get Gilbert Godfrey.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the pecking order. It's Norm MacDonald, Adam Carolla, Gilbert Godfrey.
Right.
He doesn't slide down to Gilbert.
Right.
Point is he used to do old Burt Reynolds. Smoking the Bandit kind of Burt Reynolds.
Right.
Just chewing the gum, wearing the tight, shiny jeans and the cowboy hat. It was always funny.
Yeah.
I didn't even know why it was funny. He didn't really sound like him or anything. He'd just chew gum in a real cocky way and sort of preen in his tight Wranglers.
I always wanted to do impressions of characters that were just so out of the news and no reason to bring them up ever again. Like, that's why, you know, like the Kenny Rogers thing came up because... writer Blank Patch wrote a really funny sketch, and we did it, and it was this dead-on sort of, this is what Kenny Rogers' restaurant is like, and, you know, and I'm trying to sound like him. And as it evolved, we had a good time making it silly. From there, I was like, I wanted to be people that were out of the news at the time.
Right.
Like Ozzy Osbourne. Like, no one, everybody had forgotten Ozzy.
At
like,
the time.
Yeah. I was like, I want to do Ozzy, and now.
Now he's back in.
But I would do, like, Elvis, but just my own kind of stupid, you know, but they just put it on at 12:45, and... You know, let me get away with these dumbass
impressions. Drew, you don't do anybody, do you?
No. I admire people that can do impressions.
I do, too. Yeah. I think it's a God-given ability, mainly.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to
Why don't you do your Russian, Adam?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Well, I do have Tim the Russian rapper.
Heather.
Yes, hello.
Not really celebrity.
No.
Hello?
Go ahead, Heather.
Hi.
What's up, baby doll?
Well, I have a question. It's kind of, actually I have a couple of quick questions. So I'm trying to prove my fiance wrong. He thinks that if you have the mumps when you're little, that it can make you sterile.
It can, but it doesn't routinely.
Okay, because he said he had it when he was younger, and that something about when you stand up, it can go to your testicles and make you sterile.
No, no, please.
That's what I said. I thought he was retarded.
But there is some cross inflammatory.
Who's retarded? You got a fiance who's retarded.
Yeah, basically.
You're the idiot who's marrying the idiot.
She's going to mold
him. I'm going to mold him over time.
Mm. Oh, boy.
He's my love of clay.
That is always a bad plan, Heather. Always. What does he do for a living?
I don't know.
Right now, he's just working some odd jobs to save up money because he has a degree in masonry. So he needs to buy his tools.
A degree in masonry?
Where
did he study?
A certification, I'm sorry. He did go to school and get a certification. And then we're going to move. I'm in Cleveland, so we're going to move out southwest once he saves up money and gets his tools and we get married and everything out here.
It's a good thing to go down where there's earthquakes with a masonry background, isn't it?
Well, you can do a lot of repointing work.
Okay.
Listen, as a mason, all you need is like a, you know, tuck trowel and a hawk.
Well, see, that's what I figured. He's telling me he needs a lot of tools.
Well, I mean, if he wants to buy a wet saw and some, you know, mixer and stuff, it's one thing. But all you need is a couple. Like, you know, the whole thing about masonry, you know, it's amazing. I have an opinion on masonry, Drew. But the tools are about the same as the Egyptians used, you know.
Oh,
it's just pretty much, it's just trowels and, you know, mortar and notch trowel and hawk. That's a great name for a tool. Hawk is that flat pallet thing with the handle in the middle that they
put the grout on.
Yeah, put the stuff on, then they just spread it on with that notch trowel. But that's all he needs is $30 worth of tools to get to work. Yeah, a couple of trowels and you know, maybe a 4 foot level near work. $80 worth of junk, you're working. I don't understand what the deal is. But listen, he better not bring his ass out to California. Let me explain. We got we got Mexicans out here. We don't need your masons. We got people that got, like, they got lime and silica sand in their blood, these people. $10 an hour, pow, the stucco the entire house, build your brick barbecue.
Really?
The Mexicans would crap out a brick barbecue.
Really?
Yeah, like a cartoon. I'm not kidding. We don't.
You just had stucco down your house, right?
Don't bring your masonry slinging ass out to California. You're not going to find work, or if you're going to work, you'd be working at $10-$12 an hour. We got it's in their blood.
How's the stucco turn out?
And that's not a put down against my Mexican brothers.
No,
that's what these people do. They do it better. The different groups have their different things. The Middle Eastern guys do all the stonework. They do all the slabs, all the granite, all that stuff. They, you know, it's in their blood.
They know how to cut hands off.
And they cut hands off, and they can also cut marble slabs real well. That's their thing. Yeah.
How does the stucco turn out?
No, it's not. Just put the lath on. I haven't started slinging it yet. But thanks for asking, Drew. All right. What? What's she doing? Yeah, she's fine. Want to talk to Lena?
Yeah.
All right. Lena?
Hello there.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
My girlfriend, my best friend, my best friend kissed my girlfriend, and my girlfriend kissed back.
Oh, man. It's tough when you're 17 and everything's a tragedy because everything's about you. You know what I mean?
Like, there's a whole weird thing that happened earlier last year. My girlfriend got raped by another girl at this party. She claimed that she was drunk. My girlfriend doesn't get drunk. It's impossible. And she slipped something in her drink and raped her.
A girl and another girl?
Girl on girl, right. Yeah. Hold on. Will's got to beat off. All right. He's done. Oh, there he goes.
That was fast. No,
he's done. Well, he's...
You can keep that load, too, because I didn't kill anybody.
He's a busy man. Well, we'll put it on file, Will.
Fine. Go right ahead. I'm happy.
We're going to do it. No, I mean, we'll do that.
I'm going to leave some...
It'll be Sasso Will, though. We go last names first.
Oh,
be Sasso
I got confused
Tony.
Again. What?
All right, so look, what's wrong with you, Lena? What'd your dad do? Who abused you? What happened?
Nobody abused. Something horrible
happened to you. Why are you so angry?
I'm Russian, so I used to live in Russia.
Okay, that's abuse.
What? I've been drinking since I was 8. That's the only thing that, like... Well,
they call that in Russia? A late bloomer.
Well, in my world, when a patient comes into treatment and they've been using since they were 12 or under... That's also a sign of abuse.
I'm not alcoholic. I mean, I can definitely hold my alcohol. I don't get drunk. Neither one of us get drunk.
When did you come over here from Russia?
Back and forth from infancy.
Mm-hmm.
From why were you
I'm not,
going
I'm, not a, I'm a resident. I'm not a citizen.
Why up and back?
Because, like, my grandmother and her family's over there. I mean, if I had called, like, 2 months ago, because we go there every Christmas, if I had called 2 months ago, I would have had a full accent.
Oh, really? Where do you go?
I go in and out of accents.
Where?
Huh?
Where do you go?
Moscow.
Do your friends in Moscow think you're, like, the Madonna of Moscow because you live here and you got this cool new American accent?
No.
They don't think
I
it's
really
like,
don't even
I always wonder what that would be like, that reverse pompous accent
I
thing.
I really even speak English. I mean, I only speak
No, you speak English. It well. That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying...
That, you'll have a friend who goes to Australia for a week,
yeah.
and
back
he comes
accent.
Back, and
yeah.
he's got
no
a different
worries,
work
mate.
For everything. And
it's like, hey,
yeah.
All right, baby doll. Well, wait a minute. Now, hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
You're lesbian?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been with my girlfriend for 5 years. Well, almost 5 years.
And is she Russian?
No, she's Irish and Italian.
Wait, are you one half of a singing group, perhaps?
No,
from Russia?
I know where you no. But see, the thing is, they call us at school because we go to, oddly enough, we go to a Catholic school.
Wear uniforms?
Yes.
And where they may or may not shoot music videos?
Hold on, Will's got to go again. Okay, he's done.
Ooh.
Second
no,
sample.
They call us tattoo because I have
tattoo.
Long red hair. She has short black hair. And oddly enough, I was just watching Mad TV when they were on there. And tattoo was on Mad TV, so.
Very small world.
That's 3 degrees of boredom right there.
Yes. All right, Lena.
Lena, but you've been around a lot of chaos in your life,
you got to
right?
get some therapy.
Right?
But like, my,
All right.
That's a brilliant musician you're talking to.
Well, I know. Well, I want to find out what the question was.
Shit, that guy. Best friend's hooked up with her girlfriend, and her girlfriend got drugged.
But she's been with her girlfriend since
raped.
She was 12.
You're not supposed to decide that you're a lesbian until you're
you don't declare.
29 or something, right?
It's in Russia, they have a term
amnesty?
For it. It's called Cluster F. Lena, listen. Here's what we do in the United States. We get therapy for these things. I know in Russia, you guys just crawl up inside of a bottle of a Smirnoff and hope the world goes away. We work our problems out here.
No, I know that. Like, I mean, it was just like, last year was like extremely tough because her parents, see, it wouldn't be so tough if she kissed her, but she lives with me. My girlfriend lives with me because...
Why does she... this is getting weirder and weirder.
Okay.
It's, they're Russian. They're like...
No.
She's boozing at age. She's destitute.
When our parents found out about us, it wasn't in a good way. Her parents kicked her out.
In the usual good way. When
right.
Yeah.
You find out your 17-year-old
kicked her out, and my mother was nice enough to let her stay here with us. And so she's been living with us since March of last year.
All right, but your girlfriend comes from total hell.
She comes from as much, if not more, chaos
more.
Than Lena does.
And so this business about being drugged and all that, that's all BS.
Yes.
No, I swear it's true.
Yeah, it's not great.
You just need to write a song about it. Write another hit song.
Here's the deal. These two can't have kids, and thank Christ for that.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
So let them just, you know what? Let them just go. They just form a yin yang thing, and they can eat each other, and just and then poof, and they're both be gone.
Can I have another minute alone? Do you mind? Yeah.
No, he might actually consume each other, so they would just vanish.
Oh, they just vanish.
See?
Well, I lost it.
It'd be some sort of a Yellow Submarine reference.
Yeah.
No, now I really
that'll be that. Yeah, like in the cartoon when the dog starts eating its own tail and eventually just turns in on itself. Okay, you got to get some therapy, stop boozing, and there's going to be nothing but chaos with this lesbian girlfriend.
Strangely enough, Lena does not sound as crazy as the situation.
Not as she could be.
And the girlfriend is really the source of the craziness, I suspect.
And let me just say something really quickly about Russia and all you pussies out here that were always like, oh, Reagan called them an evil empire, and communism and all this. Yeah, it's really worked out. It's beautiful. It's worked out great over there, hasn't it? We can't judge, can we? No, it's worked to communism. I think it's still going good, isn't it? I think history's been very kind to communism.
Great idea.
It's great idea. Perfect idea.
Well, it just wasn't executed properly. It's because the United States. The United States screws it up.
We ruined it for them.
Yeah.
It's idiots.
If we'd been nicer to Cuba, they wouldn't have to spend all their resources protecting Cuba.
Listen, you tards. You pussies. Just have the guts just to go move over there with your beloved Ruskies. Go over there. Wait in line for 2 days. Get a piece of stale bread. Enjoy. Everything's black market. Enjoy. Place a dump. It doesn't work at all. Nothing works over there. Of course, communism doesn't work. It never did. Yeah, it's great. It's going along strong. I swear, I think my grandmother was a communist for a while.
She seems like she would have been.
Yeah, they just like, here's the thing. There is a certain element of American citizen who just has to glorify everything that's not American. It's like, it's got to be better. They're Russian. They're communists. It's got to be better than what we have here.
Utopia.
It's utopia. Yeah, it really worked out. Here's all I want. Just apologize. Admit you were wrong. Admit you're wrong. And also admit we don't have to listen to you next time you pipe up because you're idiots.
That's why they wanted to apologize.
I know. All right. I'm fired up now. I just, that whole Russian, you know. Look, I don't like the military and all this stuff, but look, Reagan did the right thing. He just built up the military and just squashed them, and they're done with over there. Now they all want to come over here. Tori?
Hey.
Yeah, and they were evil. Call people certain cultures evil. It's bad culture over there. Go ahead.
Okay, I've been on Lexapro for about a year now, and... Like, I know you're not, it's only like 10 milligrams a day, but, you know, I know you're not supposed to mix antidepressants with alcohol, but, like, what happens? Like, I've always been told, hey, don't do it, but, like, I don't know, like, what
it's,
does it do?
It's somewhat unpredictable. For most people, it's just excessive sedation. It can affect the way that Lexapro is metabolized. You can get more side effects from the Lexapro. But we always worry about liver when it comes to the antidepressants and drinking. But
really?
Wait, I can't hear you.
He's bored with his own answer.
It's not that big. It's not that exciting an answer.
Well, here's the problem. Drew's actually one of these doctors. He'll just sort of tell you what the real deal is. And it's probably not a huge deal. But on the other hand, I mean, stop me if I'm wrong, but doctors don't have any degrees. It's either, look, don't do this. It's that's the whole thing we always talk about with the cigarettes. But look, if you smoke one cigarette a week, you're a smoker. I don't care if you smoke a carton a day or one a week. You smoke.
A lot
if
of
you smoke, smoke. Really? No difference between the one a day and the carton a day? No.
Nothing.
You're a smoker.
A lot of it is liability stuff again. Because I was at the
and they're just used to it, and they think you're lying.
Who does?
When you say to the doctor, well, I you know, so once in a while I take my men and I have a cocktail, but once in a while, no. Like you can't even tell a doctor, I smoke a couple cigarettes a day. They don't believe.
Well, they can see right through you.
They just see it, right?
Well,
no,
justifiably.
Yeah, they don't listen. You're either on or you're off with stuff.
But be as mad. You know, I spent the day in the emergency room today. As I said, my daughter had a concussion. They sent me a sheet home, and I just talked to a friend of mine about. He saw her for me, and I said, "What we need to do? Don't worry about anything." The sheet's like, "Hey, you guys, this can happen. That can happen. Check every 5 minutes. Check people's."
You must have been going nuts.
Yeah, I thought. I'm like, what?
Right.
But then I thought, you know what? They have to do this just in case something truly bizarre happens. They have to cover themselves.
What about the part where when you get a concussion, you're not supposed to go to bed?
That's to monitor the person. That's a you monitor them so that you can see things aren't waxing and waning.
Right. So,
my wife got confused about this. She's like, can't let her go to sleep. Something will happen. It's like, no, it's not the sleeping that makes something happen. It's that you lose the opportunity to monitor what's going on.
You couldn't tell if they were going in and out of consciousness or anything like that if they were just lying there.
Precisely.
Hell, they could stop breathing and whatnot.
Right.
Sorry.
I'm going home.
Okay.
Right now.
Tori.
Yes.
You're already depressed, yes?
Well,
that is the big thing.
That's
is
good
it,
enough.
You're a 16-year-old
and you're
starting,
16.
Starting to use alcohol.
You got to start sprinkling in the booze?
Yeah, that's
well,
a bad
okay.
sign.
No, like, I've been on it for a year and a half, and, like, everything's good, and they're just waiting to take me off of it for school to be done because, or, like, for, like, the summer, just in case, like, in case I were to relapse back into it, you know, I wouldn't want to, like, screw up school.
What,
but,
does she have depression? Mm-hmm. Is that what she has?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I did. I do,
all right.
I guess.
All right, all right.
But, like, I've had people, like, I've had friends who've been on, like, other antidepressants, like, and with a higher dosage, and they've said that, you know, it just, like, doubles everything that they drink or whatever.
Don't drink. Just shut up and stop drinking. You're 16, for Christ's sake. That's legally supposed to drink for another 5 years.
That's right.
I know, it's like, look, you're depressed, you're on medication, you're 60, you're well below the drinking age. How about not drinking? Well, it's just that my friends, just don't drink. It's all right. I wasn't an alcoholic until I was like 30. I pushed it off. I was smart. Yes, Will?
What?
Right.
Huh?
And listen,
yeah.
Should women be taking any pills at all other than birth control? Like, don't you think we could just work them with sugar pills? They're so suggestible.
No.
You know what I mean? We could be giving Tori just, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start a drug company. It's the three period sugar pills in the birth control package. Start popping those out and labeling them. What do you got, honey? You got a headache? Here you go. What do you got? You got cramping? Here you go. What? You're depressed? Here's some of this. Allergies? Seasonal? Okay, here you go. It would work on women. For women, it's the thing. They control the vagina with the mind. They can control anything.
The world.
You control the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everything is, the orgasm's all in the brain. You could control the depression. I know. It wouldn't work for a guy. Guy, give a pill. It's like, I don't feel anything. No buzz at all, dude. This sucks. I want my $8 back.
More.
Yeah, or give me more. Yeah, right. I'm going to need a Mickey's. Because something's got to kick this thing off. But chicks are like, you just give them half an aspirin and tell them it's acid. And they're like, oh, man, I'm seeing colors. You could do it. Why? We shouldn't be giving women any pills, just the sugar pills from the birth control packet. That's my new plan, Drew. But we won't tell them.
It won't work if you tell them.
It won't work if we tell them.
Yeah.
All right. As a matter of fact, when I hand them the pill, I'm going to go, this is not, I repeat, is not the sugar pill from the birth control packet. Okay? This or maybe that's hitting it too hard. I won't hit it that hard.
Don't sell it too hard.
Don't sell it too hard.
Sell the LSD.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what I'm going to do? Only half a one for you, baby, right. Because you're lightweight. You're going to go. You're going to freak. You're going to think you can fly. Give half a sugar pill. Will Sasso's here tonight from Less Than Perfect, 9:30. Tuesday nights, ABC. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Will Sasso's here tonight.
What?
Will is from Less Than Perfect, Tuesday nights, 9:30 on ABC. All right. Where are we? Let's go to Desiree on line 6. Desiree?
Why did you think he was black?
Who?
I don't know.
Who are you talking to?
Black comment?
Who are you talking to?
Hello?
Desiree? Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, we're talking to you. Who are you talking to?
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, I don't know what the hell's going on with my phone.
Yeah. What were you saying? What makes you think he was black?
That was my friend chiming in because she's dumb. But anyways, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, what's happening?
My friend, she actually hooked me up with this guy because I'm 19 and, you know, I've never dated. And so she wanted to, like, get me into the social scene so I would date. So the thing is, she hooked me up with this guy. And, like, he was nice, like, the first week. And then things started getting weird. Like, he knew I was a virgin and he knew I never dated. And then all of a sudden he started getting, like, really perverted. And he's, like, basically it boiled down to him being, like, you know what, I want to have sex with you, but in not such nice terms. And I'm, like... You know what? Maybe this guy isn't the best person for me. So we've been going out for like a month. I'm like, I was over his place tonight. And then all of a sudden, he's like getting hella perverted with me. And he's like, well, you know what? I don't want a relationship unless we can have sex. And
if people are still saying hella, by the way, hella perverted sounds like a horrible contractor who's like they're putting a bid in on some road building in Iraq or something. He's a executive from hella perverted.
Like that's what happens when you grow up.
Kickback allegations.
It's a big engineering company.
A huge engineering firm. Yeah. So he's getting hella perverted, and
he's getting really gross with me. And
okay,
I'm like,
well, give us an example. Hold on, give us an example of his hella perversion.
Am I allowed to say stuff like that? Like what
Anderson,
you would tell me?
Anderson,
use your own.
Yeah, but
very poor judgment. But I mean, try to stay away from the F word. And
okay.
The
well,
S
what
word.
About? Well, this word isn't exactly the F word, but it's kind of not better than that. But basically what it boils down to is he keeps telling me that he wants to get inside my walls, but he uses other words than that, okay?
All right.
Adam, can I have a minute?
Yeah, Will's going to need third sample
tonight. I'm back.
Wait, that was Adam's.
Oh, wait a minute. It was me?
You guys are mixing samples here.
Well, we don't want to pollute the samples there, yeah.
The crime lab people can figure it out.
Hey Desiree, maybe you should hella dump him.
Maybe I should.
Hang on. Are you surprised that the guy would want to have sex with you?
Yeah. I mean, Drew's a man of passion. Yeah?
Well, no, not that. I just thought, I thought he would be willing maybe to wait. Like, he knew my situation. He knew that I never dated. He knew I never had sex.
How long?
Yes, how long?
How long what?
Did you want to wait?
Did I want to wait? I wanted at least to wait until, for sure I was in love with somebody. I didn't want to do it with just some random person.
How long's that take?
Come on, baby. We don't got all night.
Okay, well, I don't know. Maybe 6 months.
Six?
Is that too much to ask? 6 months?
That's not too much, ten lifetimes to a C-list celebrity like me.
It's not too much to ask. However, these guys... Either way, if one that sweats it out and waits it out, he's still going to leave you right afterwards.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean?
Oh, true. Very bleak outlook.
Well, guy, if you're going out with guys like this, right? This guy's just...
Okay.
Maybe he's not getting any.
What's the furthest you've gotten?
Right, that's what he's doing.
What's the furthest you've gotten with this guy?
He felt me up, and that's about it.
Okay. All right, how old is he?
He's 23.
All right, 23... Here's the thing. You're going to have to find yourself an 18-year-old if you don't want a guy who's chomping at your bit.
Right.
You know, okay. You're dating a 23-year-old, and it's been a month, and he's grabbed half a boob. He's going to need a little bit more. Man cannot live off bra grabbing alone.
I think a 23-year-old that's waited a month will probably stick around a little longer if he's... Is he hella pathetic?
That's what I think he is.
I would say he's pretty pathetic.
Yeah, well, don't hang out with this guy. You're not interested in him.
You don't like him.
Okay.
Come on. Don't do it.
Guys at 23 or 19, guys are so stupid. Mm. You know, it's so, I mean, Drew, Will.
Yes.
Think about Adam. I mean, me.
What?
Think about what you got in your mind now, your arsenal now. I mean, what you could do. If you wanted to use your mind for evil and getting in young chicks' pants. Oh. I mean, if you could take what you know, your collective knowledge, and move it back to a 19, 20-year-old Will. The stuff you tell him. Hey, baby, I wrote you a poem. You know what I mean? Just the nonsense you could weave.
Stop
eating
in front of her, Will.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff you could do. You know what I'm saying?
Flowers and the picnics.
Yeah, and then not just the saccharine sweet stuff, but the cool stuff, too, where it's like, Drew, why can't you let me in? I can't let anyone in, man. Yeah, I mean, if you just gave yourself full license to just lie and BS and do all this stuff, you could cook up something. I mean, it'd just be huge. Huge. You get into everyone's pants immediately. First date. Just come springing open, too. It just pop like everyone's. You know when you're driving a car and you pull in the gas station, you pop the gas lid. That would be just pop. That just they're underpants. You just pull that little trigger. Pow, pop right open. Underpants, doing like a garage door.
Okay, well, everywhere. One more time.
Sweet. It would just be easy. This guy's just, I want to get in your walls. I mean, you know, they're like pawing and grabbing. Telling. And by the way, saying what they're thinking. That's your first mistake as a guy. No, don't be saying it. It's like a criminal going, I'm going to steal from you. I'm going to rob you. But I'm going to trick you and steal your money instead. No, 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 no. You're supposed to be saying, yeah, let me just go in and borrow the phone. I got to make a phone call. Can I come in? My car broke down. Yeah, you're not going, could I come in and beat you with the fire poker? No, it's like, I got to use the phone. The guys are stupid. I got to get inside your pants. You gotta BS, guys. You're the most beautiful I've ever seen. Hey, you know, you tell a chick like here's what you tell a chick like this. Hey, baby, I don't want to ruin it by going too fast either. As long as it takes, I'm there.
Cut to.
Yeah, you know. The point is that's gonna get her legs spread.
Well, you're gonna get dehydrated here.
So I got
get some
Gatorade. Of water and
get,
tea
get
and
some
coffee
sports
and
drink in you.
Watermelon.
Get
yeah.
those electrolytes.
Oh,
back
are these
up.
Free? Can I have one of these?
Yeah, get that in you. You know what I'm saying? Like Drew, if you were trying to get in with the virgins, wouldn't that be it? Like, hey, baby, you're virgin. I think that's great. I'm a virgin too. As long as it takes, as long as you want to wait, it's not about the sex for me. It's about you. It's about the relationship. You know what I mean? That would get you in. Not let me get them panties.
But,
come on.
But there's your sitcom. Hope. How about like a young, like you were describing earlier, like a young black kid mm-hmm. who's like seven and mm-hmm. explains this to white 19-year-old boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sir, yeah, it's like a sort of black Cyrano de Bergerac, which is like he cannot produce semen yet.
Right.
But he's a smooth talker.
And a whiz with mechanics.
He's a whiz with mechanics in the ladies, yeah. And he's silky smooth, and he's a precocious, smooth, sexual 7-year-old boy who's going to get all the goofy, white 22-year-old roommates laid. But, of course, charges them.
Charges them, and he's like the dorm manager.
Yeah.
Or whatever that would be called in yeah. college, because he's super intelligent.
Right.
The was Kenny
resident,
Rogers.
Resident yes, a resident. Yeah.
He was in Kenny Rogers.
But here's the deal. I hope the young women are listening to Adam's little tirade here, because when you hear stuff like that from guys, that's what's going on in their head.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't be. You may wish that they would talk like that, but if a 22-year-old starts talking like that, be scared. Be
yes.
afraid.
Be very afraid.
He's up to something.
Rod?
Hey.
You're 24?
Wow, I can't believe I got on with you guys.
Great to speak to you.
It's great to speak to you, too. I've been listening to you guys for, like, 10 years, and this is the first time I've ever called in.
Thank you.
But I felt that I had received a sign from you the other night when you said you needed a caller about threesomes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in Washington, HFS country. Used to see you guys live introducing bands. How much time do you have left in the show?
We got about, how much time do you need? We got about 24 minutes for you.
Okay, all right. I'm just making sure that you're not about to end or anything.
No. Go ahead.
All right.
That doesn't mean your call is not about to end.
First of all, though. I want to say that you guys have been pivotal in my life. Adam, I don't want to call you a genius, because that sounds
good.
Like groveling, but when I was a kid and needed a dissenting voice to aspire to, you helped instill anarchist art ideas in my head.
Well, that's
and
nice.
Dr.
Thank
Drew,
you. Wow.
Helped me to you helped spark my passion for psychology and interest in addiction and understanding mental. I'm sorry, I'm talking a lot.
What about Anderson? What are you doing
on with you guys?
All right, what's your question?
Anyways,
Rob?
Okay. About 2 weeks ago, well, I got a lot of history with this problem. How much of it do you want to hear? Because I can answer a whole bunch of your...
Hold on a second, Rod.
With what problem?
Rod's a nice guy, but if he keeps asking me what percentage of his question I need to hear and how much time I have left in the show, I'm gonna fly up to a D.C. area and strangle him. All right, now hold on. Rod, just hold on. I want you to
formulate. Formulate your
yeah,
question.
Formulate it. Make it concise. Break it down. It's a threesome question.
Yeah, it should be like four sentences.
Rod sounds way too spastic to get involved with the threesome, by the way. You know what I mean? Like, money? Rod's got money? Rod doesn't have money. You think Rod's got money? Rod, do you have money?
Not a whole lot, actually.
Okay. How did you get your spastic ass involved with a threesome?
I'm really not that spastic. I'm just a little bit...
You must be some kind of good-looking.
I'm giddy about getting on the radio to talk to you guys.
Okay. Now, what is your question? You had a threesome?
I wanted your guys' advice on the situation that resulted in my relationship after the threesome.
Okay, what happened?
Hold on. You know, is Rod? You think Rod's trying to keep us on the line so we can run a trace? This is like one of those. It's one of those movies where I just stall him. There's some guy. He's got a set of cans on. He's looking at some plethysmograph in the side. He's doing this. Stretch it out. We can trace this.
He's exactly what you were talking about when you said like a robber shouldn't come in again. Now I'm going to beat you with the fire poker. He's like, I am going to ask you a question.
Right.
This question will last exactly.
The question pertains to the relationship that pertains to the events surrounding the said evening.
All right, Rod. Here we go. Your question is...
I just asked you. It's not that specific of a question. That's why there's history behind it.
Well, I still see the guy going, stretch.
Give us
longer.
Give the question.
We've got the coordinates locked down to the greater Los Angeles area. We got a strike team coming in, but we can't... If you can just stretch it out, we can actually triangulate it and pinpoint their actual location.
Send the smart bomb right in.
Well, send that smart bomb... Yeah.
Okay, Rob. Ask the question, and then we'll tell you what kind of history we need. Okay. Go ahead.
The question is.
Not yet.
How can this relationship be recovered after the?
After the threesome.
Emotions that resulted in the from.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Was the threesome with you and two girls, or
yes,
you a dude and?
And one of them was your girlfriend.
One of them was my girlfriend.
Did you have sex with the other girl?
No, I didn't.
No intercourse?
Nope, not penetration.
But did you get oral sex?
Yeah, it was pretty much everything besides that.
And your girlfriend, we said, was bisexual?
Yes.
This will never work out. Not in a million years.
Oh, well, if she's bisexual...
She's telling you bye-bye.
Yeah.
Well, bisexual
is just sort of chaos.
That all plays into like the scenario that built up to all this.
No, we don't need the scenario. This is not going to work out, period. Her bisexuality is a remnant of her trauma. That's why she got you into the situation with the threesome, so she could re-evoke that horrible trauma. She successfully did that, blames you for it, hates you for it. Perfect reason to sabotage this relationship and get out of it. It will never in a million years work unless she gets about God knows how many years of the intensive psychotherapy.
Several.
And then we have to worry about you. Why you get involved with somebody like this?
She needs a sea turtle's life of therapy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I don't like the animals that live longer than we do.
Why? Jealous?
No. Yeah. It's always like, a mosquito lives 2.7 days. Yeah, good. And then once in a while you hear about, a dog lives about 13, 14. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Then once in a while it's like, that sea turtle lived 118. Really? We should kill it. Shouldn't we kill it before? We should kill it about 78, 79. I don't like that. I like the idea of me being born and a sea turtle already being 6 or 7, and then I kick off and that same turtle's going along just fine. I don't like that. I'm smarter than that turtle. I take that turtle down, make an ashtray out of it. You know what I mean? I don't know what the animals. There's a handful of them.
They live a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Sea turtle's got to be one of them. I gotta find that out, Drew. Mm-hmm. We're the real long ones.
I think I saw a thing on TV about a 40-year-old lobster.
Really?
Oh, seriously, 30 or 40 years old.
How big was it?
It was like 3 or 4 feet long.
Wow!
I took my nephew. I had my nephew last weekend. Mm. Kid's gonna be great. I know he's gonna go goth at a certain point. He said, "I took him. I was over at the. I took him over to the like a seafood restaurant. We went over to the lobster tank." And I went, hey, look at the lobster. He's 7, you know? Look at the lobsters. Look at the lobsters. And he goes, they're going to die.
Oh.
And it's like Clint Eastwood kind of like, they're going to die, aren't they? And I was like, they're going to die, but we're going to eat them. We're going to dip them in butter. And by the way, we're going to eat them never really works after they're going to die. You know, mm-hmm. if you think about like what happened to Bambi's mom or something, you're like,
we're
going to eat her.
What the hell is your sister and brother-in-law been doing to these poor kids?
I don't know. Whatever it is, they shouldn't be writing any books.
No.
No. She's like, he's like, yeah, they're going to die. It's like, yeah, it's hard to come back from that.
This is intergenerational trauma being transmitted to another generation.
Yeah. All right. Well, he's a gorilla. We'll take a quick break. Will Sasso here tonight. We'll be right back after this. Everybody, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Will Sasso here tonight. Will is from Less Than Perfect, which is Tuesday nights, 9:30 ABC, and of course all those stellar years on Mad TV. I want to talk to the guys in the Army, and he's gay.
Okay.
And I don't believe him. Really, all of a
sudden. Yeah, I don't either. Yeah.
Justin.
Yes.
You're gay.
Yeah. First of all, I say Adam, Dr. Drew, Will. How you guys doing?
Yeah, don't buy it.
Yeah, don't I guess, you know, I'll try and make this, you know,
we don't believe you. We don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
No.
Well, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but...
Yeah, now we really don't believe
that's
it.
People say, that's what people say when they're calling
the
bogus.
That's what they say when they're bogus.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, go ahead. What's the question?
To each their own, however. I guess what it comes down to is, you know, I'm in the infantry, which is, you know, quote-unquote, the most manly portion of the military in the Army. Mm-hmm. You know, I've served over in Iraq, spent a pretty good deal of time over there.
How was that?
Pretty sure you guys got a better view of it than I did at sometimes, you know, the whole picture, you know, with the real time.
What
was it like for you, though?
It was difficult. You know, lost a good friend of mine, and, you know, it was tough because we were there on the initial part of it, you know.
What did you do?
I'm in the infantry.
Yeah, but where were you?
Everywhere, Nasiriya, Najaf, Karbala, Hala, and then the southern portion of Baghdad.
Are we getting a clear picture of what's
beautiful
going on?
Beautiful country out think, there, from, yeah. Great people. Yeah. Wonderful.
For lack of a term, I suppose. But
are we getting a pretty clear picture about what's going on over there now, do you think?
To me it seems like it's a little more dangerous there now than it was when we were there, just because of, you know, the rules of engagement have changed. But
yeah, they got guys dressing up as Iraqi police and then blowing up stuff.
We're trying to play world police now. But
good times. All right, now I believe you.
I guess my issue is you know, it's a difficult situation to be in because you know you can't speak out. Yet, you know,
you're gay because you're homosexual.
Exactly. You know, you'll be chaptered out of the military if anyone finds out. However, you know, it's kind of a stuck between a rock and a hard place, because the way I look at it, you know, if I'm man enough to go over there and fight for my country, I think that I should be man enough to, you know, choose my sexuality.
Yeah, however, but I thought there was sort of this don't ask, don't tell kind
of
thing.
Yeah, there is.
Well, there really is. I mean, but, you know, obviously, especially being in infantry, I mean, you got to hide it as best as possible. And, you know, I get called, you know, a lot of times, I'm sure you guys are familiar with the term metrosexual. You know, some people make jokes about that, and it's not a big deal. Cause there's
hold on a second. You're 23.
Yeah.
Did you re-up?
No, I have not yet.
Are you going to?
I'm debating on that.
Well, I mean, are you done? When are you going to be done with your 4 years?
I got about a little over a year left.
Okay. And why do you need to tell people? Why
is that important?
What really asses me up is, you know, the fact that, you know, I can go over there and do that, and I, you know, I've served for 3 years now. And
I understand. Let me just say this. When you get the gay guys assed up, That's when you got really. That's time to draw the drapes. It really is, or at least put some foil on the windows, as we used to do.
What were you going to say, though?
Here's what I was going to say. I understand his pride is hurt in that he feels like
he put out for the country.
He risks his life for this country, and then he comes back and he can't marry his partner.
Well, no,
and
he's made to feel less than.
And you know, I know there's this sort of convenient heterosexual argument, which is, oh, no one's asking you to do anything, just asking you to keep your trap shut.
Right.
It's slightly condescending.
No, making him.
It's not really embracing your lifestyle.
Well, not just lifestyle. Him, he feels slighted as a person in spite of having served.
I'm just going to speak practically here for a second, which is, when you're in the military and you're in some bunkhouse with 70 other guys, and some guy comes in and beats a trash can with a wooden spoon at 6 a.m. to get you up and calls you maggots and pukes and stuff like that. It's best not to do a whole lot of sharing, you know. Don't
any kind of fear.
Don't really. Don't get into sharing. Hey, get an education, get some benefits, learn a skill, make a few friends. There'll be a couple of guys you can probably confide in. Other than that, you're there to kind of do your time and get out and parlay it into something. If I was gay, I don't think I'd be making a career out of the military.
What does he do with his feelings about not being supported as him as a person?
He bottles them up and unleashes them on a friendly fire attack at some point in the future.
Or maybe just, you know, kind of keeps it together until he gets out and then starts speaking up about it.
Yeah, it's like, again,
it's a practical issue, right? Because he's not going to be able to change what is.
No.
And it's sad.
Right. All right. But
and it's interesting. I'm actually kind of surprised. If I could see how a guy would feel like this.
Yeah.
And it's sort of surprising that we aren't hearing more of this now that a lot of guys have served.
Well, I think there isn't a whole lot of gay guys in the military.
I think there are plenty. More than you might think.
I think it's less than the general populace.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Even though, my God, why wouldn't you go? But then on the other hand, you think about the gays, and it's like, all right. Now, here's the thing. Gay guys ain't going to the military. I don't know what the general populace of gay guys is. I know Will knows. Probably.
Did you guys know that I just heard this on ESPN, that 85% of the NFL is gay? 85% of the players in the NFL.
I heard 85
to
90.
I always thought so.
You heard that on Love Line.
I know the kickers are for sure, and the guys who do the long snaps.
Okay,
what a wonderful kid they would have. All right, we're gonna take a quick break.
Yeah,
Will Sasso here. You heard it here. 85% NFL gay, and 96% NHL. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Yeah, everybody. Love Line. Will Sasso, checking out the dudes. Will, you can find him on Less Than Perfect.
And the Gold's Gym Locker Room.
And the Gold's Gym Locker Room. ABC.
Put on your clothes.
9:30.
In the Gold's Gym Locker Room.
Please.
Do you want to go there? That's
Please.
All I'm saying. You know, there are things we talk about during the break.
Yeah.
The conversation went there. If you're in the gym, You put on your clothes.
Yeah, after you shower and put your clothes.
You shower, then you put on your clothes, and then you go through, you rifle through your wallet, and you go through your day planner,
right.
And you take your little supplements. Don't do that Don't be functionally naked in
don't
public.
Don't do the nude Pilates warm down.
Yeah.
Using the bench.
Don't stand
the
there butt naked and clean your glasses.
There's enough sex seen in a locker room.
All right. We could go on forever. I want to thank Chris Anderson, junior producer Lauren, and producer Ann, and
Brian
the world's greatest and only phone screener. So until next time, this is Adam Kroller for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Is he hella pathetic?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.